Welcome to Productive Popcorn, binge watching for busy entrepreneurs and professionals. This is a safe place to geek out about your favorite shows and movies. Hi, I'm Irene Chan. I'm a freelance writer and content marketer. My goal is to help you get more done in less time so you can enjoy doing things you love, like watching Netflix. You don't have to feel guilty about watching Netflix or geek out about zombies, because this is the place to do that. Truth is, you can be more productive if you give yourself time to relax, unwind, and do nothing. So stay tuned for this podcast where I discuss things that I've watched this week, and so I can save you some time and skip the ones that are not worth watching. Hello and welcome. This is Irene Chan. It's March 20th. 2:58 p.m. I'm recording this podcast before the kids wake up from their nap. So yeah, this is going to be a quick one. Today, we are answering the question whether you should watch The Batman in movie theaters. That's an important question, because that's something that my husband and I were thinking about. So definitely, because of the reviews and because it is the Batman franchise, we're like big fans of it, video games, movies. The Dark Knight is one of my favorite movies of all time. So we know for sure that we're going to watch it. It's just that we need babysitters to be able to watch. And because of COVID restrictions in the Philippines, it's easier now, definitely 100%. So, and we haven't been in the movie theaters for 2 years. So for us, it's like a lot of choice whether we should, it's a very important choice whether we should see a movie in the theaters or not. So Batman is definitely one of the movies that you should watch in the theaters if you're in the same space, in the same boat as us, like where you have to be very careful, intentional as to which movies you should watch in the theater. So I definitely give it 5/5 popcorn. It is breathtaking. And if you're coming into this film like looking for a flashy, action-packed Batman, then this is probably not the film for you. It's definitely action heavy, but in a more gory and messy way than what you would have seen, than what we have seen in Christopher Nolan's film. So this is definitely a blockbuster movie because of the how much money it's making right now in as a blockbuster. But it's almost like an art piece. The music. And I want to discuss more about the casting, because I feel like that's what is the core of the film, that what made it so work so much, made it so great and so brilliant is the casting. And of course, the director, Matt Reeves, is I actually wasn't thinking about the director, because most of the spotlight is on like Robert Pattinson, but I realized after watching it that the director is Matt Reeves, and I loved most of the stuff that he's done. So yeah, and Matt Reeves definitely did not disappoint. So the casting choice, I know that the spotlight is mostly on Robert Pattinson, but I feel like all of the casting choice here, from Catwoman, the Riddler, they're all very unique casting choice. And I felt like they were risky choices from the casting team, casting director. Definitely not a casting expert, but I felt like they did, they took a lot of risk for all of those casting choices, but it paid huge, big time. They work great. Everything, Alfred, interactions with Alfred and the Batman, interactions between Gordon and the Batman, I just like in love with every scene. So yeah, so it's definitely worth watching. And did I mention that I gave it 5/5 popcorn? So I'm excited to watch it again, because so the movie is almost 3 hours long, and I had to pee twice during the movie. I get very cold in the movie theater. So anyway, there's just so many things to unpack there in that movie that I need to be able to watch it again. One thing that I really loved about the movie, so this is supposed to be year two of when the Batman was born. So it's definitely grunge. This is kind of startup wherein you have the beta version of your product. So it's like really the bare bones, but most of the time, it is the coolest part of your product. So this is I like this Batman, and I kind of reminded of Jackie Chan, because Jackie Chan is the first action hero actor that acts that he's in pain, like all of his punches doesn't land very well, and you know that kind of became his signature move. So that the Batman here is definitely not perfect. He's like stumbling, he falls unconscious, and so yeah, it's not perfect. And also, it was weird at first to like see Batman on this motorcycle, like blending into the other to the traffic. But because he's in a stealth mission and he needs to blend in, and it was actually perfect. I loved the stealth mission. And the second thing that I loved is the detective, because Batman is the greatest detective in his universe, or I think he has the title of like one of the greatest detective. And I don't think we see that in a lot of Batman movies, because most of the time the focus is on the action and his gadgets. But this is like, especially in the beginning of the film, I really love that we're kind of seeing Batman in his detective mode, which kind of reminds me of the Telltale Batman games, because the plot is actually similar in that it's kind of questioning the legacy that was left behind by his parents. So yeah, and a lot of the choices that Batman had to make is kind of like similar into the Telltale game. So yeah. Anyway, so I feel like it is such a treat to get this amazing superhero story. It was, I think, like everyone involved in the film had to take many risks. This is a story that has been told many times, and it would be kind of like, you know, we're thinking, what else could they do in this character, in this environment, in this story? But it's definitely fresh, exhilarating, from the movies to from the music to the casting. So I was hooked on every scene. And yeah, I cannot wait to watch more. So definitely worth watching anywhere that you would want to watch it. But I highly recommend watching it in the movie theaters. So yeah, that's basically it for this week's Productive Popcorn. You can always follow me on LinkedIn for more productive tips. I also had some live streaming tips based on one of the characters there. So yeah, let's have fun. Follow me on LinkedIn for other stuff. I don't talk about the movies on LinkedIn, but if there's something relevant, like, you know, live streaming tips, then I will definitely share it. But the goal of Productive Popcorn is to help you be more productive so that you can do more of the things that you love. And that's definitely my theme on LinkedIn. So if you have LinkedIn, make sure to follow me. I would love to connect there. Thank you, and have a great week ahead.